Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, we've got game three of this four-game series, Giants and Diamondbacks, coming up. Let us bring in Bruce. Bruce Jenkins, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
Very good, very good. Boy, an interesting week of baseball, my goodness. All the trades and things, and where the dust settles. This National League, Bruce, you know, it's funny. I was looking at the wild card standings today. There are like eight teams within five. It's like the old National League, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. The Dodgers are no longer have first place to themselves. I mean, I certainly thought, especially after they get Machado and Dozier, they're going to win the thing, and I still think that, but it's so tight. I mean, the National League wild card is completely nuts. And, you know, as we've said before, the Giants, they're only five out. It would do them well to just win that division and not worry about the wild card, but it's going to be a tall order.
Well, it is. You know, look at the injuries. You know, there's always a theme of a season. And for the Giants, Cueto, Tommy John surgery, Sandoval, hamstring surgery. And then Posey gets one off the noggin last night on a foul tip. And they've got Ronnie Freeman on the taxi squad just for trying to figure out what's going to happen with Posey. What a week for the Giants, my goodness.
Yeah. Ronnie Freeman, did he sing Sea Cruise? Or maybe that was Freddie Freeman. It's one of the Freemans.
I think he was in my law school class in Miami. I think that's the last time I saw him.
But. Yeah. Yeah, the Posey thing is you know, potentially very disturbing. You know, they're saying this is his second official concussion, but you really have to wonder with all the shots he takes to the head, you know, what kind of a shape he's really in terms of, you know, the rest of his life. They're going to be super cautious with him if it's as bad as they think, and he has a concussion. I mean, he could be out indefinitely, and, you know, they're thin. They're very thin at the position. Nick Hundley's a very good backup, but after that, you know, who knows? I don't think they're going to call up Joey Bart at this stage in Bart's career.
No, this is an interesting situation for them because, as I said when I opened the show today, they're five back in the loss column.
Yeah.
There are 51 games to go. Now, of course, you say, you know, look, McCutcheon's not hitting. Longoria looks like he's playing with a frying pan at third. You know, this guy's hurt, that guy's hurt. They can't do it. But, Bruce, it's August, and they're five back in the loss column. I mean, honestly, when you pitch, and they've got the best start, they've got the best pitching in the league since June, in the majors since June.
Yeah.
And why
all
not?
All because of, you know, two guys he didn't really see coming. And like you say, you never predict what's going to happen. That alone gives you reason to believe in the Giants, you know, to go with a couple of kids down the stretch. Why not? You know, they got it from Lincecum when he was a kid. They got it from Bumgarner. And, you know, these guys are front and center. But, you know, I think, you know, really Colorado and Arizona are they're good, but to me they're not scary or intimidating. The Dodgers are the team that could really catch fire with those pickups they made, and the lineup's looking so good. As long as Kershaw's the anchor and Jansen's the closer, you know, they're going to be tough.
Well, Colorado is scary if you're the manager.
Because, yeah.
Because you may bring in Wade Davis. How do you like their last two games?
Yeah, pretty depressing.
You know, the Cardinals came back with Bader's first name. I'm thinking of Hader. But Bader got a base hit to beat him, drove in two runs. And then Eric Thames last night, a three-run shot to beat the same guy last night.
Yeah, those are a couple of crushing losses. And you know, the Brewers, too, are an interesting team to me when you talk about the wild card, which they're leading right now. You know, they made some good pickups. Their lineup is, I mean, you know, Jonathan Scope's a heck of a player. Moustakas, I don't know where they're going to put everybody, but once they figure it out, they got a good win over last night over Colorado. So they're going to be right there. You know, Atlanta, the Pittsburgh against Archer, they're in there. And Washington, who would have thought they'd be buried in that group, but they're in there too. So the September is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. Honestly, this is going to be very interesting. Looking at Milwaukee and the moves they made, they bring in Moustakas to play third. They put Shaw at second. Then they said, well, boy, he's a good second baseman. Why don't we bring Scope in? And we'll put him there too. And then they got Arcia at short, who they can't stand. And,
yeah.
And they still don't have a shortstop that they like.
No, you know, Scope played short. He's one of those guys from, you know, from, as Bam Bam Mullins knows very well, one of those guys from Curacao, Gregorius and Anderson Simmons and Profar. I mean, he's been playing. He played a great second base for the Orioles, was a tremendous power hitter, but he's not a stranger at short, and he might wind up playing quite a bit there.
Well, I had an interesting Twitter experience the other night. You know, as you do, you know how much we love Twitter. It's always fun. So I'm watching the Dodger game, and Moustakas made this play. I don't know if you saw it. In the eighth inning, bases loaded, and someone hit Taylor hit a shot down the line. Moustakas dove over the line and got the ball, stood up, threw to first on a hop, and got Taylor, who can run at first base. And
yeah.
I said, that's the best play I've seen a third baseman make this year. And
yeah,
I said it very casually on Twitter, right? And so the A's fans went crazy. What about
as
Chapman?
Well as the Colorado fans, right?
Yeah. What about Chapman? Marty Lurie doesn't know anything. He's an idiot. All I said was it was the best play I had seen.
Yeah.
By a third baseman.
But now you're an idiot.
Right.
Well, I know I'm an idiot, so that's why we have the show together. Two idiots talking ball.
Isn't Twitter fun? Really?
Well, it can be. I generally don't get into too much controversial stuff. But, yeah, even if you say something as innocuous as that, you're going to get hammered by somebody. Well, I wish I'd seen the play because I saw your tweet and I missed it on the highlights.
Oh, yeah, take a look. If you go to MLB, the app, and you go backwards for about 3 days on the Brewers, you'll find the Dodger game. It really was a tremendous play, tremendous. Mm-hmm. Look at Osler last week. How about Osler? He happened to make a comment about the A's.
Oh, yeah, he's been getting crushed, yeah.
Come on.
Fortunately, he's a wonderful humorist, and he always knows exactly how to respond without saying, well, yeah, well, screw you, you know.
Very funny. Very funny. Well, Posey got another foul tip. Bruce, this is one of those things, you know, how many can he take? Mike Matheny all of a sudden had to retire, felt lightheaded last night. And, you know, you just wonder where this is going.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of Giants fans thought about Matheny when this news came out. You know, this is a guy, just a tremendous catcher, like a manager on the field. Of course, he became a manager, but you know, reached a point where he just up and retired. He had some years left if all goes well, but he just said, I can't go on like this. I can't be taking shots to the head for five more years. Just can't do it.
No, and I think Posey's in that category now. He does have another position where Matheny did not have another position. So maybe, but how do they even work it out? How does it even happen? Because you got Belt at first base.
Yeah, and Belt in the outfield is not a good idea. No. You know, then they need to figure out left field in a way that does not involve Belt. They've got a lot of candidates, and somebody might step up there permanently. But yeah, it is tough because that's about, you know, Posey, he could play a little bit of third, but I think I don't think that would be good. We'll see. Of course, you know, right now they've got a third baseman. So
now let's talk about the third baseman for a second. When you see the ball leave his bat, as far as I'm concerned, it booms off his bat. He's got tremendous power.
Yeah.
He really looks like a number 3-4 hitter. Now, he doesn't make contact that often, but when he makes contact, it goes. But Bruce, the glove, I jokingly said the glove is made out of iron. What happened to this guy, Longoria, as a defender?
Yeah, well, he's made some very good plays over there. He made a couple just a night or two ago, but he's had a couple that's you got to catch. You know, they're all rockets down there, so it seems. You know, they don't call it the hot corner for nothing, but you know, a good third baseman doesn't flinch at the hardest hit ball he's ever seen in his life, and that's a little disturbing. I don't think he's been a complete butcher over there, though.
Well, he's made almost as many errors this year as he's made in a full season.
Mm.
And, of course, he's missed so many games this year. But it just seems to me when the ball's hit to third, and, again, it's me, I don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, it's not like Brooks Robinson or Arenado or Greg Nettles or Chapman, A's fans. You know, it just when the ball's hit to him, things happen with him. So.
Yeah, it's, you know, the guys you talked about, you know, especially Chapman and Arenado, you know, those kinds of things just don't happen. And, you know, those guys are, you know, coming up, or in Arenado's case, he's absolutely in his prime. Longoria's a little bit past that, I think. But, yeah, it's when you get a great third baseman, you talk about, you know, Greg Nettles or Brooke Robinson or some guys like that. Schmidt, you got to be – Matt Williams is a heck of a third baseman for the Giants. It's Sal Bando, and we've had a lot around here. But it's something you can't take for granted.
No, you can't. How about the Red Sox and the Yankees? Red Sox just blasting the Yankees. Aaron Boone's getting a lot of criticism now. Porcello, a one-hitter last night, under 90 pitches. And the Red Sox today, top of the ninth, it looks like they're winning 4-1 over the Yankees again.
You know, what's interesting is that the Yanks are suddenly coming into play with this whole A's in Seattle thing.
Yes.
In the wild card. You know, the Red Sox have driven them to the depths here. I mean, the Yanks are like, well, they're 68-40, but they're 7.5 out. They're not going to win that division, it doesn't look like. They've been clearly overmatched by the Red Sox, and all of a sudden, what if the A's pass them? It could happen.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No, we'll see Severino against Manaea. How about that?
And look,
I'll tell you another thing. Look, Houston is, they haven't put anybody away. You know, the A's.
No, not at
you
all.
Know, the A's, what if they catch Houston?
Yeah, and, you know, Houston's, it's such an interesting thing with the move they made for Osuna, you know, a guy who's up on domestic violence charges, and that's a clubhouse that's, you know, full of guys who in the past have made it very clear. They had a guy who was brought up on charges, and there was video of what he did to his companion, and the guys, you know, Verlander and McCullers just savaged him. They got rid of him in a second. All of a sudden now they bring in Osuna, who's got great numbers. Meanwhile, he's at 75-game suspension. He's coming back, I think, tomorrow. He shows up there. Not to a hero's welcome, you know? I mean, and does that screw up the great chemistry they have, or does he just, you know, save five in a row and everything's great?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Sooner or later, we'll find out. I've been waiting to use that, you know.
Yeah, tell that to Chris Berman when you guys go into the Jewish Hall of Fame.
That's right. Oh, boy, I always enjoy talking with you. It's always fun. I made the prediction, you know, I did say in June the Giants were going to win the division, but a lot has happened since then, and they've had a lot of injuries and things haven't worked out, but so all right. But today I had a feeling if the Phillies win the East, mm-hmm. with their starting pitching, and if they win the East, they don't have to play a wild card game, and you get Nola, Arrieta, Velasquez, and was it Erlen? Is that Eflin or Erlen? Well, Eflin, I think, is the other guy. They've got some serious starting pitching that, and a good bullpen. They could win the pennant.
Yeah, Velasquez pitched a great game yesterday and beat the Marlins. And that's so great. I mean, I'd love to see that. You know, in the spring, you know, Gabe Kapler takes over as the manager of the team, and he's a complete original, which for some people would say being a little too complimentary. Very eccentric. He was like a full-on bodybuilder who can barely put on a shirt before the buttons pop. And he's got all these crazy ideas about how to run a baseball team. And the first week of the season, he made a bunch of really strange analytics-driven moves that just completely bombed. And the press had him being out of there about a month. He's going to be gone, and they're booing him at the home opener. But that's all it was. It was a week of weirdness, and now they're way over 500 and could win. I'm pulling for him. I'm always like guys that are a little bit different.
Yeah. I left out Pivetta because now all of a sudden you don't need all the starters.
And no, I know.
As I said, it's Eflin and Pivetta and Arrieta and Velasquez and Nola. And I'll take my chances.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, with Hoskins and Herrera and Franco and Williams, these guys just rake.
Santana?
Yeah, that's a good lineup.
Yeah, this is interesting. So I haven't declared it yet, but let's see if they win the East. That may be a good dark horse. How about these strangest injuries? How about this foot and mouth disease, whatever you got?
I've never even heard of that, and all of a sudden two guys have it.
I mean, really? What is going on?
That's unexplainable. It's a disease that's mostly contracted by little kids.
Yeah. And so Syndergaard at least worked in a kindergarten or something. He was working with kids. But Jay Happ was on an airplane.
Oh, my goodness.
What a season.
Huh? Yeah.
What a season. It's a lot of fun. Well, I'll leave you with this one. You can contemplate this. We can chat about it tomorrow. But Jacob DeGrom has 5 wins, and I think he should be maybe 1 or 2 in the Cy Young.
Oh, yeah. He could easily be called the best pitcher in the league. The guy takes great stuff out there every time. And, you know, you see him after the game, and he's, you know, he's keeping his composure. But the Mets are just a hopeless mess right now. They're in last place, 16 games out. All these ridiculous things are happening. Hand, foot, and mouth, you know, throwing an elbow. Throw the elbow and the knee in there, too. Just one thing after another. They didn't do anything at the break. And they're still holding, you know, this great, at least the components of a great pitching staff. But how far can you go with it? It's like they're a two-man organization. Cespedes is out for the year. That's just a total mess.
Well, not only did he have one heel operated on, he's got to have both.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. That sounds very debilitating to
me. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, what a story. New York baseball, the Yankees are getting just plastered by Boston. They're going to be 8.5 back, and they're going to need a miracle like 78 again.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone is getting lambasted, and the Mets are even off the back page. I think horse racing is on there. So who knows what?
Yeah, or if it's the Daily News, there's probably no story at all after what happened there.
What a world. All right,
yeah.
What's up with you today? You at tennis today?
Oh, yeah, I'm heading down for the second semifinal of the tennis. U.S. Woman Danielle Collins is playing. Should be pretty interesting. All the stars are gone from that tournament, mostly through injuries and withdrawals. It's been very depressing. We'll see if we can salvage some drama here in the next 2 days.
Very good. All right, have a great time. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, great. Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins. Always fun chatting him up. And Josh is here. Nice to see you. We will come back with more right after this.